Secretary of State, I know you've come from Southampton today. I trust you had a good journey down here.
I did. I came from my old university town, Southampton, where I did my degree, to Weymouth, and it's been a really important and helpful visit to get an update on those final preparations for the Olympics. I think we're all set, and hopefully we're going to have an amazing event here that people will remember for years to come.
A huge investment in terms of the infrastructure here, around $16 million in the package on new roads, a smart transport system, etc. What is the feedback you've had so far? Are you confident it's making a big impact?
Well, that investment's already gone in. The relief road has finished. It's already making a big difference. If you look at some of the legacy that local people around here will get from the Olympics, it's not just that investment which is already making a difference. It's the fact that people are working together far better than they ever have done in the past. And I think that's really going to benefit not just residents, but local businesses here going forward.
Of course, the Olympic Games themselves are taking place closer to Portland than Weymouth. A number of locals are slightly concerned that maybe they've been overlooked in terms of the investment. How would you answer that?
Well, I think the investment is going to benefit absolutely everybody. I think if you look at the other legacy benefits we'll get from the Olympics, it's hopefully twofold. First of all, boost for tourism. I defy anybody to come around Weymouth and not think to themselves, I really ought to come here again, it's a fantastic place, and Portland. But also, inward investment. We really want to make sure we can use these Olympics to showcase this whole area so that companies can come here and invest and we can create jobs and growth long after the Olympics have gone.
Some of the locals aren't interested in sailing. They just say there's a few tiny white specks on the horizon. They won't even see it. What's in it for them? They feel there's just been huge disruption. Small businesses aren't happy at the amount of work that's going on. And they can't wait until the Olympics are over and October comes.
Well, I think as in London, it is going to be... There's going to be some disruption when you have the greatest show on earth come to town. But I think overwhelmingly it'll be a fantastic experience for everybody involved. But also for local businesses, this is really a chance to get business people through the door, hopefully for local hotels. I mean, if you're thinking of coming to Weymouth, don't just come for the day, book yourself into a hotel, come for a few days and really enjoy it. I think that there's a real opportunity for local businesses here if they play their cards right and get organised, and that's what we've been working with them to hopefully do.
How busy will it be? What would your advice be to anybody coming down to watch the Olympics? Because it's going to be incredibly busy.
Well, my first piece of advice would be, if you're thinking of coming for a day, think of coming for two or three. So book yourself into a local hotel, enjoy it, it's the Olympics. It is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime chance to see it. If you are just coming for the day, then plan ahead. Make sure you know how you're getting here. If you're coming on train, book that ticket now. If you're coming in the car,